The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's still down in the sack with her parents. So, but good morning. Here we are in the studios of KCNR, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And phone lines here, 530-605-4567, here on the 21st of August, 2024, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Wonder where the weather is, Ben.
Good morning.
Where do you think the weather might be? That piece of paper that's always here on the desk? Just give me a hint where you think it might be.
I think it might very soon be in the printer.
Yeah. Boy. So, what national... Well, you're doing the weather now, so I'm going to see if I can pull the weather up for today and this week.
Yeah, it's printing right now.
I love this, because this means... I will have something to discuss with Ben during the show. Oh, well, thank you very much. Ah, gosh. Ben, put your phones on. You know what you just did, right?
Yeah.
You just know, right? It's like serving brisket without the brisket available. Uh-huh. So today, sunny with... I'm just making sure it's the right day with everything else that's happened. Okay, hey, it's sunny with a high near 91 and the calm winds tonight. Low around 62. I love it when it gets cold like that. Thursday, increasing clouds with a high near 84 and winds could gust as high as 21 miles per hour. And Thursday night, a 40% chance of showers, mostly before 11 p.m. And the winds will kind of die down and then go right back up again to like 22 miles per hour. New precipitation amounts of less than a tenth of an inch possible. Let me see. Chance of showers Friday. Then showers and possibly thunderstorms after 11 a.m. High near 70. Chance of precipitation 80%. Friday night, showers. Possibly a thunderstorm again. Saturday, chance of showers. And then Sunday, sunny with a high near 89. And then we go back up. Now, on Monday to 97 on Tuesday, and near 100. So, enjoy this week. Hope we get some rain without crazy thunderstorms. And we need rain. As, since the Asset Canal, sprung a leak, but then they fixed it. Fixed it relatively quick. But still, heavy rain and is good for this time of the year. Thunderstorms, not so much, because you have lightning everywhere, and we don't really need lightning out here in the woods. The weather report is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson is a family-owned business. They've been at it now. It's the fourth generation working there and making their customers happy. They treat their customers really well. It's a veteran-owned business. Locally owned, locally operated, that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. That's Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. Do you have an international day today?
Yes. It is National Senior Citizens Day.
National what?
Senior Citizens.
Whoa. Do we know any? Frank. Frank's out there. He's a senior citizen. Frank Rose.
My granny... was a U.S. citizen living in South Africa. We moved her back up here.
Uh-huh.
So that counts, I suppose.
I guess. It's hard to hear you. Turn yourself up a little bit. I guess I can turn my...
Boom.
Boom. Here we are. National Senior Citizens Day. Okay. Big shout out to all of our senior citizens who've managed to make it this far. I don't know if you've heard the news. I mean, it's just devastating.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
What happened?
J-Lo and Ben Affleck have filed for divorce.
Tragedy.
Yeah. I mean, you could see it coming. I mean, separate vacations, him walking around drunk all the time. No, I mean, why do... Oh, that was good.
Oh, there must be some interference on the line.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, what?
There must have been some interference on the line.
Oh, that was great. You know, I mean, okay, it's like I said 14 years ago, I said, you will never hear me use a certain name. And I have not. And it starts with a B, you know, and it's a female singer. It starts with a B, and the second name starts with an S. So, yeah, you can say it, but I just don't. I said, you'll never hear me use those words, that name. I will never talk about her. I promise. And somehow, Affleck and J-Lo come in here. Oh, well. We can get over this. Democrats are having their convention. It sounds real positive. The anti-Israel demonstrators are out there going crazy in Chicago, burning flags in front of the Israeli embassy, council up there. Everybody's there. Obama's, Clinton's, Carter. I'm not sure how even JFK, I haven't figured that one out. It must be a video of him. They're there to help Harris launch her presidential campaign, even though it's been 31 days now since she's even talked to the press. Why are they letting her get away with that? I mean, when Joe ran, he was, you know, from the basement of his Delaware house, and during COVID, yeah, you can kind of understand that, but Kamala hasn't had a news conference. I'd like to ask her certain questions. I mean, I'm sure that everybody has questions about things that she has said in the past and things she has just said lately, like, you know, price fixing at the federal level. That's scary. I mean, that is absolutely scary that they can set the prices from D.C. for Pahrump, Nevada, and know nothing about Pahrump, Nevada, because that's kind of what it means. Somebody on the phone?
Nick's just trying to get a hold of Sue.
Sue's gone.
Yep.
Did you tell him that? Hey, Nick, Sue's not here. Did her news and she's out. She's working. Okay, let's go on. Let's take a break because when we come back, I want to talk about a couple of things that's happening here. One of them, of course, is the new cancer center, and the other is Big League Dreams. And what's going to happen there? You know, that's just local stuff. And today we've got the veterans, VFW Post Honor Guard. Plus, there's a couple other things they do down there that are really interesting. I want to talk about, you know, service dogs and service animals for our veterans. And then 8 o'clock, we're going to have the sheriff's office on. And I'm going to try and catch up on all the stuff that's going on around there. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry is the best jewelry store in the North State, according to the poll on Record Searchlight. Best in the North State 2023, 2024. And we like to see that keep going for 2025. And it should be, because why? They're the only full-service jewelry store in the whole area. They're locally owned, locally operated. Great people down there. They have the only watch repairman, the only stone cutter, is there at Four Winds Jewelry. They are just very, very pleasant people to work with. People come in there and get their, you know, just get batteries changed on their watches, and they see what a great selection of jewelry they have, ranging from estate jewelry to Native American to just, you know, the regular stuff, watches, necklaces, bracelets, all that kind of stuff. But they can also help you design a piece of jewelry that you want and then build it for you. All of this is at Four Winds Jewelry. And like I said, good people, locally owned, locally operated, been there for 30 years, started by Leonard and now Rebecca and Henry are running it and doing a wonderful job. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Feeling the smoke in the air? Breathe easier at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave on Market Street. Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs, clearing and easing asthma, sinus, and skin issues. Perfect for teens, families, athletes, and pets. Our salt therapy also helps with inflammation, frozen shoulder, carpal tunnel, and surgery recovery. Enjoy our infrared sauna and light therapy for weight loss and rejuvenation. Plus, try the Genesis Stone, a wearable aid for breathing and stress relief that may help reduce medication needs. Don't miss our back-to-school coupon codes around town. Visit Capturing the Essence Salt Cave today.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Lee Hunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned, family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Ready for an unforgettable night of amazing music and good vibes? Then join us for an epic night at Danger Kitty's Billion Dollar Bash 2. It's all going down August 24th at the Axiom Repertory Theater, and this lineup is straight fire. We're talking about the killer sounds of Jeremy Ryan and the California Grown Band and the Pine Dogs Unleashed as openers, with Danger Kitty as the main event. Plus, you'll be feasting on some mouthwatering grub from Lakota's Catering, and the Axiom No Host Bar will be open. The whole shebang is included in your ticket price, and it's powered by Kay Shasta, Soundwave Entertainment, and KCNR Radio. Don't miss out on what is guaranteed to be a legendary night of rock and roll. Grab your tickets, rally your crew, as this promises to be a night to remember. Head on over to our website, DangerKittyMusic.com, or the Axiom Theater website for all the details and tickets. We'll see you there.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here. I'm liking that music, buddy. Well, it's National Seniors Day. So I was dancing my senior. What is a senior anymore? What is a senior, my friends?
You know, I'm not sure, but I do know that if one of the potential candidates win, there won't be any free birds. All birds will be equal.
All birds will be equal.
All birds will have to share well.
We talk about, what is a senior? Okay, so as many of you know, I was up on that MODOC trail ride for 4 days up in the Warner Mountains going through some pretty strenuous riding. And Buck Bruneau, 90 years old. Okay? 90 years old. I've got photos of him. You wouldn't believe he's 90. You might believe he's 80, but 90, right? And he's riding his 30-year-old horse. He was right up front there. And I have some pictures of him. I just sent them to him and hoping he got them. But the thing about it is he stays active. He rides his horse like 3 days a week. He and his wife go out and go on trail rides and camp, you know, bring their trailer out and camp and then ride. It's totally, you know, the idea of somebody, 90 years old, and they should be sitting someplace drooling on themselves. No, Linda's dad's 92. He's, you know, he's very active, as is her mom, who's 91. I mean, this is, you know, when they say, 70 is the new 50. I don't know about that, but I run into people like this everywhere. Look at Frank. Frank Rose is in our studios right now. He's 91 years old, and he is constantly on the move.
He's beaten me in several fist fights, too.
Yeah, well, I noticed that. It was kind of like, what is that, Happy Gilmore? when Sadler took on Bob, who was it, Bob Eubanks or whoever? No, Bob Barker. And Barker trashes him. I noticed that out there when he got you on the ground. And then sicked Buford on you. That was the worst part.
Yeah.
Buford jumped.
He
used the dog. What can I say? Okay, let's get into.
Sorry, he came back in the studio for a
quick
second.
He's back in there again. He's just a glutton. Okay, as we know, the Big League Dreams shut down because the people running it left. So what are they going to do? Well, the city's come up with a plan on Tuesday night's meeting. Now, what it looks like it's going to be is the city has come up with a short-term plan that Travis Menny, Director of Community Services, presented. Short-term plan, city-staffed, recreation, parks, and building maintenance division employees, gate, janitorial, light field prep, facility oversight, and maintenance. That'll be city staffed. They're focusing on serving indoor third-party activities, field tournaments, field practices. And it's going to rely on third-party scheduling, umpires, referees, scorekeeping, volunteers. 6 months, this is a short-term plan, it's 6 months. It gives them time to learn about the park and come up with a long-term plan. According to many, and we'll be presenting long-term plan options later this year. It would be a city staff model using recreation parks and building maintenance division employees who would be doing functions like, we said, running the gate, janitorial, general facility oversight and maintenance. And they focus on serving indoor third-party activities. You know, I imagine that's like roller hockey and the roller derby team. The pros for this is that it's quick city control, opportunity to grow through phasing, in-house expertise, existing city systems. The cons on this, operationally unsustainable, no concessions, no in-house leagues. And I'm not sure exactly what it means like that because, you know, they said third-party leagues. Maybe we'll reach out there. Fewer operational hours, no immediate capital improvements, additional workload for existing staff, which, you know, if they're having problems keeping up with everything else, now you're adding in Big League Dreams. The representatives from a few leagues said, you know, they're really happy this is, you know, that they've got it back. So the next steps are developing policy, pricing procedures, refine staffing plan, create scheduling system, blah, 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 blah. This is all coming through KRCR, by the way. But at least they're getting it open. But here's the bottom line. The soccer field that went into disrepair, Big League Dreams, this was under the auspices of parks. And Travis, who's just taken over from Kim Niemer not too long ago, but it was a while ago, were supposed to be the ones that were overseeing the maintenance and all of this before. So I'm just going to be interested to see how they're going to do this. You know, is it going to be, are they going to have like assign somebody to be the one that oversees all this? Is it, you know, going to hire somebody else? Is it all going to come from in-house? But the good thing is the city stepped up and on a 5-0 vote stepped up and said, oh no, we've got to be able to, provide this facility to our town, to our city, because there's thousands of people that go there and use it. I've got friends that play roller hockey there three nights a week. And they've got, like, I think it's like 10, 12 teams out there, plus roller derby ladies are out there practicing and playing. So, good on. I'm glad they're doing it. I hope they come up with a plan that's sustainable, though, and we're just not going to be shoving money into it. I know there's like a $200,000 we're going to have to put into it right away just to keep it open. So,
Carl.
What?
I found your favorite Bible verse.
Oh, my gosh.
You ready?
Okay.
Proverbs 10:26. Lazy people irritate their employers like vinegar to the teeth or smoke in the eyes.
You know what? I don't have any lazy employees, though. I have young ones who've got their head stuck someplace. In fact, I was thinking about paying for the operation. I'm putting a little window in your tummy so you can see where you're going.
Is that what the FITA tax is?
That's what the, yeah. Hey, Dignity made a big announcement yesterday, and they're doing their breaking ground for their new $70 million cancer center. And the facility is going to be called the Sierra Pacific Regional Cancer Center. Sierra Pacific had a lead gift of $3 million. Reading Rodeo Association came in with $50,000 for that, by the way. It's in tribute to the Emerson family's support of cancer-related causes in the North State, and they have. Red was there yesterday. He attended the news conference. Now, as they say, Sierra Pacific corporate directors, Andrea Howe, said that for too long, cancer patients had to run around town to get the services they need. Putting all these services under one roof is going to be a game changer for everyone. So, and good for Dignity to do this. I understand, and I could be wrong if somebody knows this for sure, is that, but there's, of the things they're doing there, that there's not going to be any surgery at this center. So maybe this is all the treatments and, you know, before, after, and doing that, but no surgery is going to be there. But we've got two very, very capable hospitals here. Dr. David Civilier, who has spearheaded the Cancer Center's capital campaign, said 40% of the population will get cancer in their lifetime. So, the other thing he said, I listened to him speak when he was down at the Reading Rodeo Association, was that building a center like this with the latest technology brings in doctors who want to be, you know, they're oncologists or what, that will come into, that are attracted by a new facility, cutting-edge technology that they can work with. And they've already been approached by a couple of doctors from outside the area that want to come here when it's open. So it's a good deal for everybody. All right. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I've got the we're going to talk with the VFW Post Honor Guard and the commander here, who is one who trains service dogs. So chit-chat about that. Buford's over there rolling around on his, you know, on his feet right now. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. A community bank, when you have that name, you like to think it is very local. Well, it is. It's got a local board of directors. It's located. There's only four branches. One on Riverside Way in Red Bluff, two here in Redding at 1845 California Street, right down the street, and the main branch at 192 Hartnell Avenue in the old Cornerstone Shopping Center there. And the newest branch is on Ventura Street in Anderson. We do business with Cornerstone Community Bank. We're real happy there. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened about 17 years ago. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Shasta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Get ready to rock your boots off with Montgomery Gentry. Featuring Eddie Montgomery in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Friday, September 6th. Saddle up and experience an unforgettable night as Eddie performs your favorite duet hit, as well as his solo debut, Ain't No Closing Me Down. Tickets for this event start at just $40 plus fees and include $10 free slot play. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study, or dorm, with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels, along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunchboxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, close Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad to the bone. Bad to the bone.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, right here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com and our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And here I am with my two guests, and I don't even have their names down. So let's introduce ourselves. I mean, I know them, but I can't. Anyway, let's start with the commander.
I'm Greg Rogers. I'm the post commander. It's my third and a half year of being the post commander. I took a two-year break.
Okay. Greg Rogers. And?
And I'm Dale Huffman. I'm second in charge of the 9650 Post Honor Guard.
Okay. Now, when Frank came in, we were going to talk about the honor guard. So take it away.
Okay. Well, the first thing that I want to do is kind of clear up a misconception of a 21-gun salute. A 21-gun salute is actually developed in the 16th century by the sailing warships, and a 21-gun salute was the firing of 21 cannons to either accept a high official or to show another ship coming in that they were peaceful and not looking to create a battle. Modern-day 21-gun salutes are done with artillery pieces. But us as the post-honor guard, we provide...
You do that later. I was wanting Frank to do that. Frank's not doing it, though. Okay, so, you know, the 21-gun salute, we've had those. You know, I was at Camp Pendleton. It was a big change of command. And when they fired off the artillery pieces, all the car alarms started going off in the parking lots. It was fantastic. Okay, please continue.
And now the honors done with rifles is a rifle team consisting of 3 to 7 men with rifles that fire 3 volleys.
Okay.
And the 3 volleys, the number 3 has been kind of an important number throughout history. Back in Roman times, when a soldier was killed and they were burying him, his compadres would take handsful of dirt and put 3 handsful of dirt on his body. And then after he was buried, they would shout his name 3 times. So that's where the 3 has become important.
Wow.
And then during the Civil War, when firearms were developed, they started firing 3 volleys at twilight to stop the fighting, a temporary truce, so that the battlefields could be cleared of the dead and wounded. And then another 3 volleys would be fired at the conclusion so that they could resume fighting.
I had never heard that before. Wow. Well, it makes sense because at the end of the day, I mean, there are thousands of people laying out there. Both sides wanted to go out and collect their wounded and such. So that's how they, excuse me, yeah, so that's how they signaled it. Huh?
Yeah, it really got started even more during World War I with the No Man's Land.
Uh-huh.
And the number of rifles being fired for the tribute that we do now is not important. It's the 3 volleys that are important in giving the honors to the veteran.
Now, are the number of volleys does it have anything to do with rank or anything like that?
It does not. No.
Okay. Like general officers would get 21, and or maybe that's salutes when maybe that's a salute or something, but. So, but that has nothing to do, though, within the burials.
The 3 volleys are the thing that's important because, as I say, with tradition, it was 3 volleys fired to show that the truce, and then the 3 volleys said that the dead and wounded had been cared for. And in our case, when we fire the 3 volleys at the military funerals, it is to signify that the veteran has been properly given honors.
Okay.
And then we go with the playing of taps, mm-hmm. which taps was actually developed in the Civil War, where a general, Oliver Wilcox Norton, Butterfield, he didn't like the lights out or taps that was being played. So he and another bugler got together and developed Taps, which actually has a lyrics, but nobody really
something
knows
like Day them. Is Done, things like that, something like
day,
that.
Day is done, gone the sun,
yeah.
From the lakes, from the hills, from the sky, all is well, safely rest, God is near.
That's right, and Butterfield was a general, and later on, after the war, was also involved out in the West, in the plains, and fighting out there. And I had read that about Butterfield, and because he wanted, he said, we can do better.
Yes.
And imagine that, a man back then with his bugler puts together this tune that is used really throughout the world today.
Yes. Yeah, so. And it's not only used for at the end of a service for the veteran funeral, but it's also used for lights out in basic training and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's not retreat, which is blown when you drop the flag. I'm trying to remember. Well, there's a lot of things I remember about boot camp. Paris Island, but I'm not sure if Taps, I don't remember Taps being played, except if it was, we thought we were all going to be dead the next morning. So, but that's very, that's interesting. And then why the three volleys? Because I've been to numerous funerals, and you all, do a great job out there.
Thank you.
I watched a video on the burial of Commandant Alfred Gray for the Marine Corps. And they had a seven-person detachment, and it was three volleys, and it was so perfectly done, so orchestrated. So they fired as one, which is difficult. But you all do a great job, too.
Well, and that's part of our job is to know what we're doing. So we try to be precise where all the volleys are fired mm-hmm. at the exact same time. And then out at Igo Cemetery, where we're at on mm-hmm. Mondays and Fridays, we do the firing of the volleys, playing of taps. Then we do a salute to the veteran, which is just a short speech.
Mm-hmm.
And then after the flag is folded and presented to the flag recipient, which is generally a family member or mm-hmm. friend, then we put three empty rifle cases inside the flag, which represents the three volleys fired. And as those three rifle cases inside the flag says that the veteran has been properly and completely honored and completed in their service.
And I've seen that. You all do a wonderful job. And, of course, I've been there when they folded the flag, and I've seen the three rounds or cartridges or casings put into the flag and presented. I believe, the people who are getting the flag, of course, depending on situation. It's always such touching, so touching for the families to
right.
receive that flag and then those final honors like that. So, Patriot Guard riders and Missing America guys put that flag line out. So it's for all these funerals coming in, you all are there. And it's to honor the service of that veteran, no matter what his rank was. Or her rank.
That's right, correct, sir.
Yeah. Okay.
And we also do, if we were requested with enough time, we will also do our services at private cemeteries or celebrations of life mm-hmm. In other locations. We just need to get enough time to well, we're make our arrangements.
We're going to be giving out phone numbers and all that and how to get a hold of y'all. We've got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by veteran-owned business, Crackmaster Windshield Repair, locally owned, locally operated. Nobody does better at fixing windshields than Jeff Worst. Let me tell you, you know, you know this, but he fixed my windshield like an 8-inch crack that I got 16 years ago, and you still can't see it. That's the kind of work that Jeff Worst does. Whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 24 inches in length, Jeff can fix it. Brings it inside, so he controls the atmosphere and he controls the temperature in there. And he puts in his special mixture that just fixes that windshield. For a free inspection and analysis, head on down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff Worst a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. We have many friends that have done that and have come back to us, as, you know, and thanked us for because he does do a good job, and he is just a nice guy. That's Jeff Worst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. We'll be right back.
All my friends in the low rider. The low rider is a little higher.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go. And come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number, and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios, Casey. You know. Welcome back. We're in. You know, Ben, is your headset on now?
I can hear you.
Good. I think that's a great idea. I think that's a good way to keep producers in line is whipping them.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
don't give Odell any ideas.
Yeah, I'm going to tell Jason the same thing. 7:50 in the morning here, and I'm with Dale Huffman and Greg Rogers from VFW Post 9650. Greg's the commander, and I'm going to move over to him. Greg.
Well, I'd like to talk a little bit about membership and some of the programs that we have within the Post. Membership in the Post is basically open to combat veterans serve in a combat zone, and that includes Korea. Whether you're Korea is still considered a combat zone even to this day because there's never been a truce or an armistice signed. So if you've served 30 days in Korea, you're entitled to join the VFW.
You know, we went through a bunch of BS several years ago about somebody and say, oh, he's not a combat veteran, you know, and this because he didn't have the combat infantryman's badge or the – and I looked – I said, that's really strange, guys, because according to the VFW and according to the Department of Defense, combat veterans, somebody served in a combat zone. So, I mean, is that the way you understand it?
That's the way I understand it.
I had, and then this thing about J.D. Vance. Oh, he was a public affairs. Yeah, I just know as the last person we had killed was a public affairs officer in my unit there. You know, so when I hear this stuff, it's degrading and demoralizing.
And he served in a combat zone.
You're a combat veteran.
That's right.
Whether people out there like to hear it or not. So, okay.
Okay, annual membership in the VFW is $45 a year. However, we have a program going on right now for a lifetime membership that will pay 50%. So, for example, if a veteran who is 51 to 60 years old, a normal lifetime membership fee would be $335. However, we will pay $167. You pay half, we pay half.
Okay.
That's a lifetime membership.
All
and
right.
It varies by age.
Okay.
And we also have our post auxiliary. And since women were allowed in combat, VFW has basically done away with the women's vet or the women's auxiliary program and made it an auxiliary program because now men are serving
for the spouses and supporters.
Membership in the auxiliary is based on your husband's DD-214 if he's a combat vet, but with the auxiliary, your parent who served in a combat zone would allow you to be a member of the VFW or the auxiliary program, or son, or somebody in your family, immediate family with combat served in a combat zone.
Okay,
all which requires a DD-214.
Now, the VFW post out there in Anderson is very well known, large, has a lot of events out there too. Are you getting more younger members, are they starting to come in? I know 1934 has gotten some new ones in out of the last 21 years of war we were in.
Right.
But that seems to be, I didn't know if y'all were having that same thing.
We're having a problem with our younger vets. Yeah. We've got most of our vets in the VFW right now range between 65 and 90. We have a combat Korean War vet in the post that's 92 years old. Who comes on a weekly basis and works.
Now, the benefits to a VFW post.
Well, some of our special programs we have at the post are, first of all, Memorial Day services at Anderson City Park that we do every Memorial Day. And we have our annual poppy drive we hold two times a year. We get May on a Veterans Day and Memorial Day. Okay, the funds from that are raised, we give the poppies away. We ask for donations, but it's not a requirement. But the funds for that go into a relief fund for veterans within the community. For example, when we had the fire up in Paradise, we donated $1,000 to the post there. We donated $1,000 to the post in Hawaii. Just got burnt out, and so on. But it goes towards the family and assistance. And we have, of course, our monthly breakfast we hold on the second Saturday of every month. If you go away hungry, it's your own fault. And we've just implemented our new dinner program that's once a month on the third Friday of every month, and this next month is going to be a tri-tip dinner. And of course, you've heard about our honor guard.
Yeah.
We've also had, we've also instituted a canine service dog training that's open for open to combat vets diagnosed with PTSD, traumatic brain injury, TBI, and the program is free. There's no charge to it.
Now, tell me about this program, because I have a friend that's got a dog and been involved in the program, not yours, but tell me about this program.
Well, the program, I wish I'd brought a pamphlet in. The program is open to combat veterans with diagnosed with PTSD or traumatic brain injury. There's no charge. We train not only the dog, but also the veteran to handle the dog in a training. And it's a program that will last as long as you really think you need to be in there, need to participate. We go through a testing program at the end, and once certified, the dog is a certified service dog.
And you all have the ability, you're at that level, that you can then certify this this dog as a service animal. He gets the little vest to wear.
Yes.
And can go with that person.
He can go into any building that is open to the public.
Okay.
So, and that's
on planes.
Yeah, on planes also. That's I can't remember the title. It's Title 9 or something like that.
Yeah.
But that's a law. And
Buford, you better watch
disability
out.
Disability action. disability.
No, I'm just saying Buford. You know, I don't know if I can make, I don't know if Buford's a service dog.
Well, he could, he's a perfect dog. He's got the temperament.
Yeah, and that's what you really look for.
Yeah.
And how long does this training program go?
Like I said, it's normally about a 6 weeks program, but you can stay. We still have people on our program now that's been there for a year.
They
just like coming, and their dogs come in. My dog has been involved in it since day one, 5 years, so she just lays and looks at everybody.
Yeah, so watches, says, okay, you're doing that okay. How do people get a hold of you for this?
The best way to do that is to call me at the post, and if nobody answers, leave a message at 530-365-9650, or you can email the post at vfwpost9650@aol.com.
Okay.
And we will get we will respond.
We need to get you all back on again, because I know that you're also looking for volunteers to help out with the honor guard, of course. But you got to meet certain requirements, and the VFW post. We got a lot of youngsters. I hate to say that, but we have a lot of younger people out there that have been in the service in the last 21 years for that very long war. That don't probably realize that there's so many benefits being at the VFW post, and so they just have to reach out to the VFW post 9650. You have a website, or just.
We have a website, but it's not really working at the moment.
So. Okay, so let's forget that. So, but you're on Facebook.
Yes, you're on Facebook.
Yeah, because that's where I see your breakfasts and stuff, and I share it out to everybody.
And I will include you in our newsletter.
Put me on your newsletter. Well, thank you very much for coming in today. Oh, yes, sir.
I just have one more thing that I want to cover.
Sure.
Along with the Honor Guard, we also have a Color Guard. And what the Color Guard is... we bring the American flag and our post flag and present it for different events, like the Loggers Convention. We do it out at Shasta College at the Science Fair.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are having an event and you want the colors presented, the colors being the American flag, you can contact us at the post number. Give us enough time to make sure that we can get it arranged, but we will be more than happy to provide Color Guard.
That's great. Thank you so much for coming in. Greg Rogers, who's the commander of VFW Post 9650, and Dale Huffman, who's in charge of their honor guard and firing detail. All right. Got to take a break for the news, and when we come back, we have the sheriff's office with us. We'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.
Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. They spoke of hope and they talked about change, kind of like the old days at the Democratic National Convention last evening as the Obamas took the stage to praise Kamala Harris. Town Hall News White House correspondent Greg Clugston at the DNC.
The Obamas delivered an energetic 1-2 punch here in Chicago. The former First Lady said there's something special and familiar about the appeal of the Harris campaign.
America! Hope is making a comeback.
The former president said Donald Trump is the opposite of hope.
Here's a 78-year-old billionaire who has not stopped whining about his problems.
And he said America is ready for a new chapter.
We are ready for a president, Kamala Harris.
Greg Clugston at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago.
And former President Trump says what America is really ready for is less crime in the streets and secure borders to the south and the north. Mr. Trump telling a rally in Howell, Michigan, that when he is back in the White House,
we'll bust up and dismantle the gangs, savage criminal networks, and bloodthirsty cartels, and we will stop the fentanyl.
Mr. Trump says it's painfully clear the Democrats do not want secure borders, but he's certain most Americans do. After holding police at bay for hours at a Chicago restaurant, a man wanted for armed robbery and murder in Mississippi is under arrest. A Greek-flagged oil tanker has come under repeated attack in the Red Sea, setting the vessel on fire, leaving it adrift. Iran-backed Houthi rebels suspected of carrying out that attack. Gilma has become the second hurricane of this year's Eastern Pacific hurricane season, not expected to pose a threat to any land mass. On Wall Street this hour, stocks have turned mixed. The Dow is down 52 points, while the NASDAQ is up 24, and the S&P trading 3 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Americans now have more credit card debt than any time in history, owing a staggering $1.3 trillion collectively. What happens when most people can't pay their bills? Well, the U.S. economy is clearly moving into uncertain territory. That's why more Christians are turning to gold just for their peace of mind. I'm Lance Wallnau, Christian news analyst with a 30-year track record of predicting trends. The Bible tells us that gold is a time-tested store of value that can protect your God-given assets through almost anything, including America's historic debt bubble. And here's the good news. You can own gold for your 401k or IRA. My friends at Birch Gold Group can help you buy gold for your retirement account, tax-free and penalty-free. To learn more, text the word FAITH to 989898 for an info kit from Birch Gold that's entirely free. Zero cost or obligation. Text that next step right now and take it. Text FAITH to the number 989898 for your free info kit. That's FAITH to 989898.
It's a fence-mending mission for the Indian PM.
This may be the first visit by India's Prime Minister to Ukraine since the war started, but it is an exercise in damage control by Narendra Modi. Photos of Mr. Modi hugging Russia's President Vladimir Putin in Moscow last month came just hours after Russian bombs killed more than 40 people. India has not condemned the invasion of Ukraine and continues to hold close relations with Russia, to the ire of Western countries like the United States, which has tried to push India to take a more decisive stand against the war.
The BBC's Samira Hussein. A tropical depression is dumping very heavy rain in southern South Korea and the populous Seoul region after weakening from a tropical storm. Some southern areas recorded up to 6 inches of rain. Parts of the capital region had more than 4 inches as of today. Some minor flooding damage has been reported in South Korea. News and analysis, townhall.com. California's largest wildfire of the year is being brought to heel.
The Park Fire was 53% contained at last report, after scorching nearly 671 square miles in several northern counties. It destroyed 637 structures and damaged 49, as it became the state's fourth largest wildfire on record. A large portion of the fire area is now in the mop-up stages, and residents of evacuated areas are returning home. Timber in its northeast corner continues to burn. CAL FIRE says the blaze is currently burning islands of fuels within containment lines. John Scott reporting.
Small plane crashed early this morning in a West Texas neighborhood, killing the pilot, a passenger, and igniting a large fire on the ground that injured a woman. Authorities say witnesses tell them the plane struggled to gain altitude after taking off from an Odessa airport, then hit a power line before crashing in an alley. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio, right here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And phone lines here are 530-605-4567. I've got Ben at the helm here on the 21st of August, 8:05.
Good morning, good Vietnam. Morning.
You don't even know how to spell Vietnam.
I do. I could take a wild guess.
News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. You know, I'm going to talk to your dad. He just did not beat you enough when you were little.
He's going to have to listen to Whip It by Devo a little more.
Oh, gosh. You know what? Doc. Hey, Doc. I know you had to take classes. Your father being a doctor, of course. You did a good job, Pop. So we're proud to have Ben here with us. So it's International Seniors Day, but what else?
National Spumoni Day.
Okay. Do you know what Spumoni is?
Even with the photo, I don't.
Spumoni is ice cream, Italian ice cream. You didn't know what Spumoni is?
Like Italian ice or ice cream?
No, it's more of a ice cream, I believe. My guest here is shaking his head up and down. He's nodding. So, you didn't know what Spumoni is?
I'm not.
Okay, you just dropped down another, you know, three, four spots in the IQ test. You're right close to Buford right now. Today, Sonny was...
as in below him, or...
I didn't say below him. I said you're close to him.
Good, good, good.
Today, sunny with a high near 92, if this is the right one you gave me. Nah, that's not right. We'll get to the weather here in a second. Moving right along. The weather forecast I have sitting here in front of me is from the 15th of August.
I'll just grab you another.
Thank you. Okay. You know, you would think that, okay, I was gone for 4 days last week. I have to be, and then I had the weekend. But it's Tuesday. It's Wednesday. And you would think by now I would have had it all caught up. But somehow have managed to need retraining, and I'm talking about Ben's IQ. My IQ must have dropped about 50%, which brought me down to about 12 at this point. Today, sunny with high near 91, calm winds, south-southwest around 6, around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, a low around 62. Thursday, increasing clouds with a high near 84. Now, Thursday night, a 40% chance of showers and wind gusts as high as 22 miles per hour. On Friday, a chance of showers, rain showers, and then a thunderstorm, possibly after 11 a.m., a high near 70. And chance of precipitation is pretty good, about 80%. And then Friday night, showers likely with a low around 56. Saturday, a 40% chance of showers. Partly sunny. Now, Sunday, sunny with a high near 89. Monday, high near 97. And Tuesday, looks like we could hit 100. So enjoy the coolness of this week. But be prepared for the rain and maybe thunderstorms. Thing about thunderstorms is lightning. And as we all know around here during the summer, lightning is just not good. I'm here with Lieutenant Rob Samblum from the Shasta County Sheriff's Office.
Good morning.
Did you, like, put my name down saying, hey, watch this guy. You know, we know what kind of truck he drives. We may need to keep an eye on him. Did I see you write that down?
I may have taken some notes this
just
morning.
A couple of notes? Yeah. Good morning, Rob. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me this morning.
Tell us a little bit about you. You know, how'd you, you know, are you a homegrown guy, or what's your story?
Yeah, I would say I'm homegrown. I wasn't born here in Reading, but was raised all through my school years. I left for a short time when I went and served our country in the United States Marine Corps.
Thank you for your service.
You're worth it. Came back and eventually got hired on with the Shasta County Sheriff's Office. Kind of grew up in the sheriff's office. Both my father and my uncle were deputies.
Really?
Yeah. As I grew
You're
up.
A legacy.
Yes. Yep. Uh-huh. They were two of the original dive team members for the sheriff's office as well. And I eventually went on and became a dive team member and the dive coordinator for a while. So came to work full-time with the sheriff's office. And at that time, deputies worked in the jail, so I worked in the jail. And
so you started – back then they started off in the jail.
Correct, yes. We didn't have the correctional deputies at the time. It was just deputies. And worked in the jail for a few years and then transitioned to patrol.
Is that good training for you?
Oh, absolutely.
You get to see them in a confined situation, but you get to learn a whole lot about the people that you're going to be seeing.
You get to know them, recognize their face, learn their names and things like that. So when you're out driving around in a patrol car, you see them.
In the old days, you go to jail for 90 days, maybe a year, and then be out. Is that correct? I mean, you didn't have multi-year like we have now.
Correct. Prior to the change,
if
it was a year or less, you stayed at the county level. If it was more than a year, then you went to the state prison.
Yeah. So the ones you had where you might have seen them two or three times for a variety of things, and now you can have somebody in there, I think 6 or 7 years has somebody been sentenced in there for that long?
I'm not sure if it's that long.
Okay.
It might be a little bit shorter than that. But, pending their trial and stuff, depending on the type of case, there are some people that can spend time in custody, prepping for their trial and everything like that.
But then if they're sentenced for 4 years under this new scheme, they may end up staying in Shasta County Jail. I'm not sure. Okay.
Yeah,
that's what I thought.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's more than a year now, but
So essentially,
that 3-year mark that they're going to stay and do their time here in Shasta County.
So essentially, we kind of become a prison.
In a lot of ways,
in that way.
Yes.
Yeah, and jails are built differently than prisons.
That's correct.
So I just find this all. And now people have said we've had enough of Prop 47. They put this other proposition in there. And so what's the what are the Democrats doing? Oh, we're passing these laws, and it's going to be more severe because they don't want this proposition to pass, to put some teeth back in there so we can take control of our streets again. I just find this all amusing in a sad way. So it's just my thought. Okay, I'm here with Lieutenant Rob Sandblom, and we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the things that he does here and to keep the sheriff's office running on an even keel. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the nation. They've got that residency program. It's got 22 doctors here from all over the country practicing medicine right here and at clinics at the hospital itself. The idea behind this is, besides training people in, in the residency, is exposing them to Shasta County and Reading. And I've had two of the residents come in here, and they've already said they're staying. They like it here, and they like the people. And that's exactly what Casey Patch was hoping when he started this program. So Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
PSA2 Area Agency on Aging would like to invite you to join our free caregiver support events during the month of August. During these presentations, you will learn techniques on how to help when they don't want your help and how to plan ahead in caregiving by getting your documents in order. These free events will be held in Yreka, Weaverville, Susanville, Redding, Alturas, and Burney. And all attendees will receive free resource materials. Visit psa2.org for dates and times. That's psa2.org.
Gold Leaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. If you need shade trees, they have them at 20% off, along with crepe myrtles and blooming fruit trees. Shrubs and trees are the foundation of any landscape design. They offer color, fragrance, shade, and privacy. Shrubs and trees will thrive when they're planted in the right place. Gold Leaf Nursery is here to help you choose the right shrubs and trees that work best with your landscape project. Take advantage of their summer sale going on now. You'll find shade trees and shrubs in 1 gallon or larger, all 20% off. That's a huge savings for any project. Gold Leaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. Come on out and stroll through the beautiful grounds of Gold Leaf Nursery and take advantage of their summer sale. It is going on right now. You'll find your local Gold Leaf Nursery at 6186 Churn Creek Road, just a quarter mile past the airport, and across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, as well as online at goldleafnursery.com.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Ready for an unforgettable night of amazing music and good vibes? Then join us for an epic night at Danger Kitty's Billion Dollar Bash 2. It's all going down August 24th at the Axiom Repertory Theater, and this lineup is straight fire. We're talking about the killer sounds of Jeremy Ryan and the California Grown Band and the Pine Dogs Unleashed as openers, with Danger Kitty as the main event. Plus, you'll be feasting on some mouthwatering grub from Lakata's Catering, and the Axiom No Host Bar will be open. The whole shebang is included in your ticket price, and it's powered by Kay Shasta, Soundwave Entertainment, and KCNR Radio. Don't miss out on what is guaranteed to be a legendary night of rock and roll. Grab your tickets, rally your crew, as this promises to be a night to remember. Head on over to our website, DangerKittyMusic.com, or the Axiom Theater website for all the details and tickets. We'll see you there.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. It's the 21st of August, and we have with us Lieutenant Rob Sandbloom from the Shasta County Sheriff's Office, and he's also a former Marine, so right there, you know, we're bumping knuckles and all this. I want to invite you right now, Rob, to the Marine Corps birthday, November 10th. It's right here at Wind River. Tickets are very reasonable. And we put on the full enchilada. They're marching the colors, the pipes and drums, the cake. And so I just want to let you know right now. Yep. And so you can gab a couple friends and whatever and show up that night.
All right.
Yeah. Bar's not open, though.
Okay.
We learned that a long time ago. Now, your job specifically in the sheriff's office is?
I'm assigned to the Office of Emergency Services.
Okay. And what is that?
So under the Office of Emergency Services, you know, that's the planning and preparing response, mitigation, and recovery for any emergencies that go on within in the county. I help coordinate the responses to those, the recovery of those. I also work with our local partners, you know, whether that is any of our local law enforcement, local fire, public health, things like that.
Do you ever get into a FEMA? I mean, there must be some kind of liaison with FEMA, like when we had the car fire that rolled through here.
Correct. Right. Yes. So that's, you know, that local level, and then you can bump it up to the state level where right. you deal with other counties. So
sure.
we're in Region 3, so there's 13 counties within our region that we help each other out with search and rescue missions, law enforcement mutual aid missions, mm-hmm. And then state OES, and then bump it up to then, yeah, the federal level with FEMA. So
right.
I'm that conduit that helps coordinate all that. All that information going both ways through the tube to either get us assistance that we need or provide documentation they need.
The obviously the biggest emergencies we usually have around here are fires, but there are others too, I would imagine. But
yeah.
We always hear about fires, but what other kind of things have you faced in your tenure here?
You know, that's exactly right. Everybody says, you know, fire is the biggest mm-hmm. thing, but we do have the other emergencies, you know, flooding. We have the winter storms, you know, where we could get, you know, heavy snow.
That Snowmageddon, what was that? How long ago was that?
2019.
Holy crap.
Yes.
Yeah. I was my truck was trapped in our carport because a tree came down over that. And it took a chainsaw to get out of there. But, yeah, people don't think about it. But we had a lot of damage in that Snowmageddon.
Correct, yes. So you have the winter storms, which, you know, could be the snow, could be flooding. We have the fire. I mean, through the mitigation, we look at everything. I mean, you
sure.
know, you have to look at earthquakes, you know, volcanoes, all those
kind
of things.
And you've got to have emergency plans for all of these, right?
Correct. And, yeah. you know, some of these are, you know, the fires and flooding happen more often versus, you know, potentially earthquakes or volcano type stuff, but you still have to.
Volcanoes. And you know, first I smiled, then I thought, we're surrounded here by volcanoes. I mean, Lassen Park, you know,
yep.
it's still there. It's potential.
Yep. They're here. They're close. And you
yeah.
know, the other one, you know, is obviously, you know, when you talked about, hey, these volcanoes are close, we have other things that are close that potentially could, you know, become a hazard.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, I-5 with the type of commerce that goes up and down, you know,
okay.
with
yeah.
big trucks.
And then hazmat also, and all that.
Yep. And then we also have the train that comes through, you know, Reading. So, that, you know, and all those things are thought of. You know, those companies have put plans into place to, you know, have good safety records and all that. But those are the kind of things that I have to plan for.
Do you remember when that train is back east? It's coming through that town and went off the rails. And nobody knew that they were bringing hazmat through there. And that was my question here to the city was, do we know what the trains are transporting as they come through? Do they warn us that, hey, this we've got hazmat on this train? Do they ever let the officials know that?
You know, I'm not aware if they let the city of Reading know it. You know, they don't
say anything.
You know. And
it seems like they would, so at least it'd be like a little, you know, so Rob puts a little mark here, says, we've got nuclear waste coming through here, this, you know, at 2:00 in the morning, just so that you're kind of aware that if for some reason, so, well, they should, in my opinion. Okay, so, I mean, it's not just fires. There's everything that you have to prepare for.
Correct. And then letting the public know to be prepared, you know, again, everybody talks about fire, but any of these type of emergencies, mm-hmm. that preparation is going to be the same, you know, because if they need to evacuate, they need to know, you know, which way they should be going or know if they should have to stay in shelter in place or mm-hmm. know about safety zones nearby their areas. So it doesn't matter what the emergency is, the preparation in it and having a plan is going to be the same.
Sure. Our emergency alert system went off on Saturday for that thunderstorm that came through here. And I'm just amazed that there weren't wrecks on 44 because that's where I was when that thing hit.
Yes.
And it's just a whiteout. And I immediately got off the side and got off at the Civic. And I just happened to be there right then. But cars were, you know, emergency blinkers going on. They were slowing down. And I thought, there's going to be a wreck here. But obviously there wasn't that was, a good pileup.
That was my first time driving on the freeway in rain during that, and I was like, what is happening? I was freaking out.
Well, don't stop, whatever you do. Go slower. Hit your emergency lights or something and try to get off to the side.
If, you know, your vision is obscured because of the heavy rain, you know, cloud, fog, or anything like that, the more light you have displayed, you know, the better off you're going to be to give people that warning. And, you know, if you're just tapping your brakes or just have your taillights on, even though, you know, it's a storm, but it's still the daytime, so there's light out, that, you know, those taillights may not be as bright as, you know, your brake lights being on or your hazard lights.
Hazard lights going, because you see this area where there's dust storms, there's all types of things, or fog, and people stop. I can't see somebody stopping a lane on a freeway. And I'm just thinking to myself, why would you do that? I mean, anyway. Okay, so you've got plans. It's good to know the sheriff's office got plans for everything, including volcanoes, my friends. You might have to dust that one off, but I'm not sure. I mean, it's probably you don't spend hours on that one, but of course, fires is our main concern. But it's any type of natural disaster that hits out there, or man-made, like we talked about along the I-5 or the railroad, if they have a spilling of something that's dangerous.
Correct.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about your volunteer groups that you have here. And you're very proud of them, and I could tell when I was talking to you today. How many different volunteer organizations does Shasta County have under your purview?
So under the OAS umbrella, I have the search and rescue group. We have other volunteers with our citizens volunteers, volunteers that work in our offices, things like that. But under my umbrella, we have search and rescue. And under search and rescue, we have about a dozen teams. And these are citizens that live in our community that have a need to want to give back to their community, and they're doing that through volunteering, and they join our search and rescue team so that when we have to go out and look for missing or lost loved ones, within the community, they're the ones that are going out and doing all the boots on the ground.
Well, some of that is just you get online and you move through an area just on foot.
Yeah,
correct?
There's different search methods.
Yeah,
And you know one of them is containment. So you know like our Jeep team, those are the guys that are in the four wheel drive vehicles. You know, we can have them drive roads. We basically build a box, what we believe may be the containment, the search area, and so they drive those roads. And that way, if the lost person were to try to exit that box, they may come across them. And so that's part of the search. And then putting people into a grid online, like you were saying, could be a method within that box to search.
Yeah.
Or, you know, we start searching by terrain, searching drainages. You know, then also we have our Eastern and Western Flying Posse. They use drones nowadays. We also have access to the CHP.
I never thought about that, but drones are great for this.
Yeah, we have access to CHP air operations, both their rotary and fixed wing, that come out and assist us on searches as well.
Do we have very many of these happen during a year, Lieutenant?
You know, it's ebb and flow. It goes up and down depending on
time of the year and all that.
Yeah, time of the year. You know, usually hunting season, you might see a few increase for that. During more of the spring and summer, you might get not so much lost, but maybe a medical need, somebody on the PCT or somebody that's hiked Castle Craigs and has gotten themselves into trouble, you know, not conditioned for what they're out doing, needs help and needs rescued. During the wintertime, when everybody starts going up to play in the snow or going to cut Christmas trees, we get a few increased calls there, you know, because people get lost or they get stuck and they're late coming back.
Bottom line for people that are going out there, like hiking or whatever they're doing, is telling people where you're going, when you're going to be back, all that kind of stuff, you know, and leave that with somebody.
Correct.
Instead of just going out.
Yep, that's a good plan to have so that, you know, if something were to happen and, you know, you fall and get injured where you can't make your exit time, you know, mm-hmm. if somebody knows what time you should be out.
And in that area you should be in.
Correct. Yeah. And then they can, you know, make that phone call to get that emergency help to you. Because if you don't tell anybody, you know, it could be days before maybe somebody decides that you're missing, you know, because they don't talk to you every day, you know, type thing. Yeah. And it'll be a few days.
Okay, Vincent, good morning. Hello, Vincent?
Yes.
You're on.
I'd like to make a comment. If you leave your place due to a so-called evacuation, there's no guarantee that anybody's going to try to even put it out. I have experience with that in the fall of 1999. They were parked here on the highway with fire retardant foam on their tires that faced the curb. A woman had her bare feet out of the pump truck passenger window. My family and I went out there with hoses, rakes, and shovels to put it out as they were watching a 75-foot pine tree catch fire. So if you evacuate what used to be CDF, now CAL FIRE, there's no guarantee they're going to do anything for your property. And I live 40 feet from a fire hydrant. So we didn't leak. As a consequence, our home didn't burn down. But that's the facts.
Okay.
You have to depend on other people's professionalism. In these days, people don't have professionalism. They don't care. I saw that myself.
Okay, Vincent.
All right, that's all.
All right. Thank you for your phone call. We got to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. My barbershop of choice for the last 17, 18 years I've lived here in Reading. Never had a bad haircut there. It's locally owned, locally operated. Been around since 1960. So where the lieutenant here probably doesn't need to go down to the Cypress Square Barbershop because he keeps his hair extremely short. Some people could say shaved. But it's a great place. Friendly guys down there. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. You can make an appointment like I do at 530-244-9478 and set up a time that works for you. And it's just a pleasurable experience. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop, and it's, like I said, it's a pleasurable experience, and it's man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. We'll be right back.
Hi everybody, RC with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, El Pulpo by AJ Fernandez. Receiving a 94 rating, El Pulpo is outstanding, balanced, layered, bold, or just a few words used to describe the powerful character of such a cigar from the factory of AJ Fernandez. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
Feeling the smoke in the air? Breathe easier at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave on Market Street. Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs, clearing and easing asthma, sinus, and skin issues. Perfect for teens, families, athletes, and pets. Our salt therapy also helps with inflammation, frozen shoulder, carpal tunnel, and surgery recovery. Enjoy our infrared sauna and light therapy for weight loss and rejuvenation. Plus, try the Genesis Stone, a wearable aid for breathing and stress relief that may help reduce medication needs. Don't miss our back-to-school coupon codes around town. Visit Capturing the Essence Salt Cave today.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's down in SAC visiting her parents. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com and our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. Today it's going to be up around 91 today. It's going to be a nice night. A little around 62, tomorrow 84 with increasing clouds and wind gusts as high as 22 miles per hour. Chance of showers tomorrow night. Friday's big chance of showers and possibly thunderstorms, so be prepared. And it's a good thing here, we've got Lieutenant Rob Sandbloom that's with us, who heads up the OES Office of Emergency Services, not offices.
Office of Emergency Services.
For the county.
Yes.
And, so we have emergencies and we got the man with us here. Plus the fact he's a former Marine, which makes him a water walker. I'll tell Sheriff Mike Johnson about this too. Let's talk about the teams. Cause you said they're all volunteers and for your search and rescue. And when we were talking about it during the break, I had no idea that the variety of teams you have. So, let's start with something near and dear to my heart, and your mounted search and rescue.
Yeah, our mounted horses, the horse team.
Yeah, yes. The horse team.
They're one of our volunteer teams. They, you know, will come out on a search, use their horses, so that's a different viewpoint where they're up high, you know, especially if there's a short, thick brush, they can, you know, be up high, as they're riding and be able to look down, which is different than, you know, a ground, foot sure. person that, you know, at a lower level. And so they're a different viewpoint. There's, areas in the county that, you know, we can't use the horses, you know, across like the lava rock, things like that, that can be, you know, harmful to the horses. So there are, some small, areas that they can't use them. And then the other thing we use the, horse team for is also for evacuations. They will leave their horses at home, but they'll come out with their trailers and they'll help our animal control officers, move animals around and get them
out. It's amazing how many people have horses, but no trailers. And the first thing we did after getting the horse was buy a trailer. And the whole thing was to evacuate. And we never needed it, you know, until the park fire. And even then, because of the way it was blowing, we weren't sure. And because if it started heading across the valley down there in Palisadro, And where we had it was, you know, about 20 horses. And so three of us moved our horses down to the rodeo grounds. God bless the Reading Rodeo Association. And then three others were moved. And then we were all staged to help move the others if it went that way. Of course, it didn't. So I can see that, okay, leave your horses at home, but come out here and pick up other horses.
Yeah. Then they also will go out.
Or goats or llamas.
Yeah. And then they also will go out to assist our animal control officers to go out and water and feed animals that stayed in the evacuation area.
Right.
And the owners, you know, are out. We can get in there and they'll help water and feed them, you know, as long as it's safe. And that's obviously,
sure.
you know, the,
sure.
that property is in an evacuated order area, but. It, you know, it's safe for them to be there at that time.
Yeah, escorted in probably.
Sometimes we do escort, but mostly it's the volunteers helping our animal control officers, and they go in and
okay.
and we'll help feed and water the animals.
Because they have to be.
Yeah,
and they could be gone for a week.
Right, because, you know, there may not always be room to move the larger animals. And, yes, the Reading Rodeo Grounds did a great job helping with the park evacuation and taking in some animals.
Yeah. Big shout out to Bonnie and Les Mason and the Reading Rodeo Association for that. And there's some animals that they're just not going to load and because people haven't taught them how to load. So you're going to have to leave them, and then but somebody is going to come in here and take care. Okay. Is there special training for your mounted unit, for the horse unit? I mean, do they have training sessions? I'm sure they do.
Yeah, each of the teams train at least once a month, and they also try to integrate their training with the other teams so that if we do go out, it doesn't just have to be the horses together or just the ground team together or just the Jeeps. They can integrate if we need to. So, you know, basic mapping, reading compasses, GPS, understanding how to, you know, add in coordinates or know where you're at to provide a coordinate.
Yeah.
You know, radio communications, understanding, you know, how to talk on the radio, so that they can, you know, get a hold of us, managing the search.
Sure.
So there's a variety of things that they need, you know, and then, you know, first aid things of that nature, and then having that equipment with them when they go out. So if they need to use it, they can deploy
first aid,
it.
All kinds of stuff.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Now, what's another one? One of your teams?
We have, you know, a canine team.
Canine team.
Yep.
Okay.
So that, you know, dog team. Mm-hmm. And they train to go out and for both live find and unfortunately deceased subjects. But they train for that to go out and search using the dogs.
Okay. I hadn't thought of that one. Okay, and then Jeeps, motorcycles.
Yeah, we have
snowmobiles.
Yep.
All that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we have our bicycle team. So, again, for some of these bike trails that are narrow, you know, you may not be able to get even a motorcycle on. Obviously, not a vehicle on some of those. And it takes longer to hike in. We've got a bicycle team. We've got our dirt riders, so that's the dirt bikes, the Jeepers, and again, that's a lot of the guys have Jeeps. You'll see them driving around town. We have a few that have been wrapped to, you know, get that search and rescue information out so people see them and, you know, want to join. You'll see them in parades, just like our horse posse helps out with the parades as well.
Mm-hmm.
Our ground team, that's kind of the meat and potatoes. Those are the ones that are, you know, hiking in or that would be on a grid search or online. We have our eastern and western flying. We have our mountain team. So if we have any
eastern, western flying.
Yeah, so we have a western flying and an eastern. So since the county's big, we have one group on one side of the county and another group on the other side of the county for that.
Now, that could be planes or drones, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
How many people have volunteered for this?
Right now, probably on the books, we have about 150 in the search and rescue program.
Okay.
And that's, you know, been higher and lower
at
times and stuff. You know, when both my dad and uncle were on search and rescue as well, and I can remember going to functions with my father and these guys were there. And then when I took over as the search and rescue coordinator for the county, these guys are still there. And we just had one guy that just retired after 41 years of volunteering for us.
You also have a scuba team, is that?
Yes, we have a dive team as well.
Okay.
And we have a sworn dive team, so that's paid staff that are on the sheriff's office, but then we also have a volunteer component under search and rescue as well.
Unfortunately, they're out at the lake now and then, or is that just your sworn officers?
No, they integrate with us, train with us, and work side by side. So if there's a training day, they're both together. If it's a call out for, you know, some type of evidence search or recovery, you know, you wouldn't really be able to tell the difference between a sworn and a volunteer diver because they train the same. They're all professionals in doing that dive operation.
Okay. And having done this before, it's, you know, your search areas, and I went into a boat one time looking for somebody. Luckily, they were not there. So this is a very professional, very precise in the when they search. They just don't jump in and swim in different directions.
Right, and, you know, diving in itself is dangerous. So when we put a public safety diver in the water, you know, it's a dangerous situation, especially if it's black or moving water, you know, if it was in the river. So, you know, we come up with a plan and make sure everybody understands the plan of how that operation is going to go.
Absolutely. Okay, we've got to take a break here. I'm with Lieutenant Rob Sandblom, who is in charge of OES, Office of Emergency Services here. All the volunteer search and rescue come under him. Anything from fires to volcanoes comes under his office. Volcanoes. I just hate even saying that. We'll be right back. 8:45 in the morning here on the 21st of August.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Get ready for the ultimate showdown at Wind River Resort and Casino as Primal Fighting Championships presents Fight Night. Experience this adrenaline-packed night on Saturday, September 14th. Fight Night brings the excitement of amateur, pro, and titled MMA fights. Tickets start at just $55 plus fees and includes $10 free slot play. This event sells out fast, so grab your tickets today. For tickets or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Whether you're looking for unique items for your home or office, shop Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane offers a variety of antiques, military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry, including crosses and rings, along with sports memorabilia and collectibles.
Memory Lane also features antique and upcycled furniture and decor, including paintings and signs, picture frames, books, and movies. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles also has a wide assortment of jewelry to choose from, including antique and vintage, to costume and classic jewelry. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Memory Lane is open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens.
Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. I just love that song. So, God bless the singer there who's no longer with us, Toby Keith. 8:50 in the morning here on the 21st of August. I know somebody will make a comment in here that, warmongering, blah, 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 blah. 8:50, the 21st of August, it's going to be high around 91 today, and tomorrow it's going to be only 84, but we're getting chances of showers, and Thursday night and Friday we could be getting some thunderstorms. So weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, family-owned business in the fourth generation out there in Anderson, and they take real good care of their customers. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They won awards for hiring veterans out there. It's just a quality business, my friends. You reach them at 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Lieutenant Rob Sandblom, who is charge of OES, Office of Emergency Services, for the Shasta County Sheriff's Office. And it's a big job. I mean, they've got contingency plans for everything that they have to keep up on. They're the liaison with state and other organizations around us. If you've got different counties being affected by it. But you're also in charge of all the search and rescue. And ranging from dogs to people just walking to drones to aircraft, jeeps.
I have a question.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of the Killdozer?
No, I have not.
There was this event that happened a while back where this guy took a bulldozer and using, I think it was steel sheets and concrete and steel, just created this pretty much a tank and went down and went around and just ravaged a city. And they couldn't stop it. And there was, like, no real plan because even armor-penetrating bullets couldn't get through. So I was just wondering if there's any... if you have any idea what you would do if somebody just started rolling around town with a Killdozer.
Okay, thanks a lot, man. Where'd you get these things?
This is a real event that happened.
I understand. Moving on to other things. You know what I would think is? They would probably get other bulldozers, and they could stop it.
That would be genius.
Or give me 10 minutes, or give the lieutenant here 10 minutes, and we could put an improvised explosive device that would stop it.
A little shape charge. That would
a little shape
it.
Charge. Okay. But that had nothing to do with what we're talking about, but okay. Drones. Let's talk about drones. How important have they become in search and rescue?
Oh, extremely important. We can launch a drone right away, get over an area, in the wilderness or in a, large field and, especially like a large field, where, looking across it, you may not be able to see anything, but flying over the top of it with that view, you can get a lot of areas searched, right away. Identifying areas that you may, see something, you can't really make out what it is, but you know, you're able to then walk somebody in to that location so the boots on the ground then can take a look at it.
And this is really helpful, I imagine, when you have people with memory problems that wander off. And they're probably within a couple miles, but nobody knows for sure, and you're looking for them.
Yeah, it just depends on the circumstance of how sure. how they left, because, you know, if they just walked away, you know, that's going to put them, you know, maybe so far. But for people that have access to a vehicle and have driven away, you know, it's what we call the rest of the world, because it's hard to know where they went.
I had a friend had that, ended up in Los Angeles where they found him. And that was kind of scary. But they did find him down there. The police did down there at a gas station. So but there's a, you know, alert for that. All facets of here have to be organized and integrated. And so, though you may not think about it, but you've already addressed it in, somewhat, is you have your horses there, but you could also have your jeeps, bicycles, and all that searching a large area.
Correct.
If somebody's missing out there, or, you know, you read about it all the time. A hiker somehow gets off the trail. And they're, you know, and they find the body like a year later, but on a pretty well marked trail, somehow gets off it, and so that's when you get the phone call. They haven't come back.
Correct.
The when we have our rodeo parade, parts of your unit are in that parade, if I remember right. I know the mounted. The equestrian group's in there, but do the jeeps and the motorcycles get in that too?
Our jeep team usually does. They're in the Christmas parade and the rodeo parade, and then some other small ones throughout the year as well.
That'd be great if you could just have like every one of your organizations come through there and let people see. I mean, my gosh, it's horses, it's jeeps, it's motorcycles, it's bicycles. Oh, here's the drone guys, you know, in a car holding their drones up. I mean, to give people the ideas, you got 100 volunteers that are out there on their own time helping their community like that. And you have to be in charge of all that.
That's correct, yes. And even, you know, with 100 volunteers, that's still not enough, you know, because they're volunteers. They're not all available. You know, at the time. And then their levels of training, even though they train all the time, different levels of training, you know, some of them may not be able to respond to certain call-outs just because they haven't met that level of training yet.
Okay.
So yes, we have, you know, over 100 volunteers on our books, but...
How many do you get? It's like herding cats.
You know, yeah.
You can't force them to come out. It's not like they're sworn. You
right.
know, this is your duty today, because for a variety of reasons.
Yeah, we've you know, done some search missions in the last week, and you know, with our jeeps and ground team, and they've come out.
What for? You don't mind me asking, or if you can talk about.
Yeah, it's nothing I can talk about specifics in a case.
Okay.
But you know, out doing a search mission, and we probably through the 4 days. Some people were there every day. And I think at the most we had 12 or 15 volunteers out.
And these are unpaid, but you do reimburse for gas. Is that the idea, or is that all the time, or is that just for?
They can put in a claim for reimbursement for the mileage on the vehicle.
Okay.
There's no requirement for them to do it. Some don't.
Some do.
Some do.
Don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's wonderful that we've got that group. But like you said, you could use probably double that number.
Yes, and then, you know, just like in our normal paid staff, you know, we want to keep hiring, keep recruiting, but then it's getting them trained as well. It's the same thing with our volunteers.
If somebody's interested, you know what, I've got a Jeep and I like to do this and I want to do something for my community or a horse or a drone, how do they get a hold of you to say, or how do they get a hold of the sheriff's office to say, hey, look, I'd like to know more about this, the hours, all those kind of things?
Yeah, the best way is going to be called down to our service officer that works at OES.
Mm-hmm.
His name's Dustin, and Dustin, you know, is connected to each of the team leaders for the search and rescue team.
Is that on your website, the sheriff's office website?
Yes.
Okay.
And then the phone number is 530-245-6095.
Okay. Because there's people out there right now listening and go, oh, you know what? I'd like to do something like that, be a part of an organization that helps, and but not be tied down to it either.
Yeah. You know? And if they call and you know, either leave a message or talk to, you know, when they talk to Dustin, you know, he'll ask them some questions, see what team they're interested in, and then put them in connection with the right team leader for that team, and then they'll be able to work out the logistics with that of what the requirement would be for each of those teams and how they would start the process of joining the team.
Great. Lieutenant Rob Sam Bloom, thanks so much. Homegrown guy.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having us.
Military veteran and back here with the Marine veteran. Back here in how long have you been with the Sheriff's Department?
Over 25 years now, full-time.
That's great. Thanks a lot, Rob, for being with us today. You really, a lot of information there on a real important aspect that people don't really, you know, have a lot of information on. Okay, everybody, have a great day. It's going to be set about 91, and we'll be back tomorrow morning. God bless America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.